Hello and welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I am the founder and CEO of Mara Poling, and I am excited to be with you today for episode 2 of season 3 as we have kicked off the year with a bang. Last week's session on diversification and how to take a position in the multifamily space was a great way to start the year. Today, we're going to continue our conversation about how we obtain a secure, stable, tax-advantaged cash flow and equity growth investment in multifamily real estate. One of the ways we want to look at that is the whole notion of stability. And the reason we believe a investment, not just in commercial real estate, but in commercial multifamily real estate, will be helpful to everyone's portfolio. Everyone ought to have a little bit of commercial real estate. How much is a little bit is an individual decision. But everybody ought to have a little bit because it does add to the stability of your portfolio. And we're going to talk today a little bit about why that's the case using some real world near-term data. So let's go ahead and dive in. We like the idea of taking advantage of the security and stability that you can get in commercial multifamily real estate to improve the performance of an overall portfolio. Often when people think about diversification strategies in their portfolios, they think about how to diversify equity positions. Let me take some large caps and some small caps and some international. Maybe I'll have some individual investments, and then I'll have a few index funds, and that's how I get diversity. Likewise, on the fixed income or bond side of the equation, there's a similar thought in terms of I'll have some modest yielding corporate bonds, maybe some lower grade, higher yielding. We used to use the word junk bonds, but a higher yield corporate bond. And then I'll have some government bonds, maybe some government bonds like municipals that have a modest amount of tax advantages, at least at the state level. And voila, I'm diversified. All of those are great investments. We advocate for having a commercial real estate component to an individual's portfolio for a variety of reasons. Again, security, stability, tax advantages, cash flow, and equity growth. Stability is really a significant part of that. So let's take a look at how, over the last few years, each of those individual investments, the equity space, the bond space, and the commercial multifamily space have performed so that we can illustrate the point that we're talking about. So let's start with equities. Again, we like equities. I have money in equities. We're certainly not advocating that everyone should run for the hills and get out of the stock market. Although, sitting here at the beginning of January 2019, with the wild ride we've been on, not just this last year, but in particular over the last 90 days or so, there's certainly an argument to be made that maybe reevaluating just how much of an individual's portfolio is allocated to equities might make some sense. So let's take a look at what performance has been like over the last 5 years, and that's just the time frame I chose for all of these. Nothing more scientific. I know there's a lot of games that can be played in terms of, well, let's look at 2 years, or let's look at 15 years, or let's look at 12 and a half years, and you can game what the numbers look like. We just used 5 years just to have a basic benchmark for all of them. Over the last 5 years, equities, and we measure that as the performance of the S&P 500, equities have had an average annual gain of about 5.5%. Not a bad return. And when you say it that way, that actually sounds kind of nice and steady. You know, gee, went up 5.5%. The next year we went up 5.5%, and so on and so on. That actually sounds really stable. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. What happened was in that 5-year time frame, there was a 2-year chunk of time where the market didn't make any gains. It made gains, but it gave them all back. And so for about 2 years, the experience that an investor in the markets had, in the equity markets had, was essentially treading water. There was a year where there was a gain of 22%. That's great. If you've got the ability to time the markets, which I don't, and I've not seen anyone be able to do that consistently over a period of time, and got in right at the beginning of that year and got out right at the end of that year, you'd have experienced a 22% gain. And in the last year, the market's actually down 12%. So when we look at that over a period of time, 5.5% sounds pretty good. The range of losing 12% to breaking even to gaining 22%, boy, that sounds like there could be some stress induced from all that. Now, you might be saying, well, Pat, that's just the equity growth side of it. These stocks throw off a yield as well. And you are completely correct. The average yield over that period of time ranged from 1.8% to 2.25%. And it tracked very closely to the 10-year treasury on an inverted basis. So as treasury rates came down, dividend yields went up. And then as treasuries moved higher, those dividend yields came back down. So we're talking about roughly about a 2% yield. So you add those together, you're a 7.5, maybe an 8% return. That's not a bad return. And that's one of the reasons that people do invest in equities. And as I described earlier, having equities in different pockets, and I'm not an investment advisor from the equities markets, but I know personally, I've got some money in the things that we talked about, right? So large cap, small cap, some internationals, and so on, as well as some index funds. But you definitely see volatility. And one of the things I want to point out is when we talk about volatility in the markets, volatility is not directional. So when we say an investment is volatile, that could mean that, boy, it goes up and up and up every single year by substantial amounts. And those amounts vary significantly, but the trend is always up. If that was the case in an investment, we would describe that as being volatile. And at the same time, you'd have a very nice positive trend line. That is not the case over these last 5 years with equities. While the trend line has been up at this roughly 5% rate that we just discussed, there's been an enormous amount of volatility in it. And we're currently in the down cycle of that. Now, will there be a recovery? Will it continue down? Not only do I not know with certainty, but my crystal ball is focused on multifamily real estate, not so much on these other markets. And so this is the first time I'd, in today's session, I'd like to invite you to join us January 9th. I know that's coming up very quickly. If you'll go to marapolling.com and the Learning Center, you can register for our upcoming webinar, The State of the Multifamily Market. We're going to talk about what we believe and are preparing for in terms of interest rate movement and cap rate movement, deal flow, an analysis of where we are in not only the real estate cycle, but the economic cycle. Should be a great conversation. Would encourage you to join us. So while I don't necessarily have any great thoughts for you about what the equity markets are going to look like, we do have some intelligence about what we think the real estate market's going to look like. Would love to share that with you. I know we're very close to that date, and so you may not be available for that. Please go register anyway, and we'll make sure you get a link to the recording. So the Learning Center at marapolling.com, marapolling.com. All right, let's move on now. So that's the equity side of the fence. Let's talk about the fixed income bond side of the fence. And again, this is oftentimes when people talk about a diversified portfolio, they talk about their equities being diversified and some diversification in terms of fixed income or the bond side of the fence. And that's for many folks, about as far as it goes. Again, we encourage expanding that with a number of other potential investments, certainly with commercial multifamily real estate. So over that time frame, the five-year time frame, let's take a look at how the 10-year treasury performed. We use the 10-year treasury. It's a great benchmark. It actually has some relation back to the commercial real estate space. It's the primary interest rate that is correlated to the interest expense that we'll see on the agency debt that we secure. So let's take a look at what's gone on in 10-year treasury notes over the last 5 years. We start out at a peak, a little north of 3% over the first half of that 5 years, so about 2.5 years. Those rates fell to about 1.4%. And over the second half of that 5 years, they've risen back basically to that same 3.2% range. So very stable. It was a stable move to 1.4 and a stable rise from 1.4 back to the 3% plus that it's at now. So over the 5 years, essentially flat. During that time frame, though, a steady decrease and a steady rise. When you look at the curves, there's no spikiness to it. I don't know if that's a technical term or not, but certainly the way we would describe it. There's no times when you can look and see wild fluctuations in what those rates are. And one of the things to keep in mind is, so as those yields moved, that means that prices moved counter to that, right? So for the first half, while we saw yields decreasing, the price of those bonds was going up. In the second half, we've seen yields recover and increase. And as that's happened, the price of those bonds has come down. How are the bond markets going to be affected going forward? Is there some rebalancing that'll happen in individuals' portfolios coming out of equities and potentially into bonds? Again, don't know exactly how that might work. You probably are giving that some thought right now, or maybe have just recently made some of those moves. We would encourage you, when you're thinking about any rebalancing your portfolio, again, look at some commercial multifamily real estate. We've had conversations in the past. Just last week, we talked a little about residential multifamily investing. We're big advocates for the commercial space. Again, drop by marapolling.com, click on the page that's titled The Fund, and you can see some materials there about why we like the commercial space so well, all the benefits that we think it provides in terms of giving you some additional stability in your portfolio. So over that same five-year time frame, we've had a lot of volatility in equities with a not a bad gain, but a fairly modest gain. We've seen much less volatility in the bond market, which basically got everybody back to break even, right? So we saw an increase in prices and a decrease in rates, followed by a decrease in prices and an increase in rates, pretty much back to where we were 5 years ago. So let's take a look at the multifamily performance over that 5 years. So there's a number of factors we want to look at to be able to gauge the performance of multifamily. One is what's gone on with rents over that time frame. So there's two data points to look at. One is the spikiness of the rent movement, and then the actual quantity of that. So let's talk first about the that spikiness. And there really hasn't been a great deal. It's been an extremely steady rise in rents. It is market dependent. There are markets where rents have moved in the low single digits, so 2 or 3%. There are markets that have moved more significantly, And then the markets that we're in have actually demonstrated a very nice stable growth over time. We do an analysis every year of the MSAs, the metropolitan areas in the country, against a number of characteristics. We're always looking for markets that have solid economic growth, job growth, income growth, population growth, reasonable regulation, so on and so on. And the markets that we are in and that we like, over the last 5 years, had a range of rent growth in the 5 to 7% range. And again, fairly steady growth over that period of time. In addition to that, we saw continued reduction in vacancies, in physical vacancies, from around 7% at the beginning of that time frame down to about 5%. Now, there's been some movement. That 5% number has moved up and down a little bit, but we're definitely seeing less vacancy as we get to the end of that 5 years than we did at the beginning. And again, fairly stable. So we didn't see 7% vacancy swing to 12% and then down to 2% and then back to 5. You know, 7 became 6, 6 became 5, and so on. So steady. Cash yields over that time frame, and this is a little more tied to portfolios that we have investments in. This kind of data isn't necessarily available for on an industry-wide basis, especially for private investments like you'd have with Mara Poling. And we've seen cash yields in the 6 to 8% range on assets, certainly on that higher end once they're stabilized post post value add. Total returns over the hold periods, which generally are around 5 years, of 15 to 20%. And then obviously you've got a whole bunch of tax advantages in the commercial multifamily space that you don't get in bonds and equities. So that equity growth we talked about, that average 5% a year, when you go to sell one of those stocks, you can't do a 1031. You'll get long-term gains treatment like you would if you were exiting the real estate market. But if you're not going to exit real estate and you roll over via 1031, which is the technique that we use, you get to defer that tax, potentially even eliminating it in some instances. You can't do that on the equity side of the fence. Likewise, those nice bond investments that generated a yield over a period of time, you didn't get a K-1 with those, saying that you lost money, which again, a commercial multifamily investment is going to provide you with losses, in particular driven by depreciation of the assets, which is a wonderful, unique benefit that we get to invest in commercial real estate, and provides for tax sheltering of that that yield that's generated. So as I said, that's what the last 5 years has looked like. To talk about the future, you want to join us on the 9th. And if you're not able to join us, as I said, please register. None of this is an indictment of positions in equities or in the bond markets. And again, in potentially a range of products in the bond markets. It simply is an advocacy for adding some commercial multifamily real estate to your portfolio. Is now the right time to add that? Are we at the peak of a cycle or are we in the trough? What do we think the future looks like? That's part of what we're going to talk about on the 9th. And again, I encourage you to join us so that you can participate. If you've got a question that you'd like us to address in that session, please shoot it to me, pat@marapoling.com, marapoling.com. If for some reason you're listening to this, and we love all of our listeners, thank you for listening. If you're listening to this and it's after the 9th, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. One, you could ask us questions. We'd be happy to answer those for you. And two, if you shoot me an email, we'll send you a link to the recording of the session from the 9th so you can benefit from that as well. So thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you again when we meet for Multifamily Real Estate Investing presented by Mara Poling.